أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا قيما لينذر بأسا شديدا من لدنه ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا حسنا ماكثين فيه أبدا صدق الله العظيم. These are the opening ayat of Surah Al-Kahf, the last Surah, Surah Bani Israel. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about His praises. Allah is free of fault. Allah Ta'ala is perfect. الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى. There Allah spoke about one ni'mat that Allah Ta'ala bestowed upon His abd, upon His slave Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that was the journey of Isra and then the Mi'raj. Here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala praises Himself again, alhamdulillah. As a matter of fact, there are five surahs in the Quran that begin with these words, alhamdu, like we find in Surah Al-Fatiha, then we find in Surah Al-An'am, then we find it here in Surah Al-Kahf, and then we find it in Surah Saba and Surah Al-Fatir. Five surahs that begin with alhamdulillah, praising Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So here again Allah Ta'ala praises Himself, and Allah Ta'ala speaks about this very great ni'mat that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala bestowed upon our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before we go into the understanding of the surah itself, there are some virtues that our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had spoken about the surah, and Allah give us the tawfiq that we are able to practice upon it inshaAllah. One is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the person that learns the first 10 ayat of the surah, and in one narration the last 10 ayat of the surah. The person that learns the first 10 ayat of the surah, learns the last 10 ayats of the surah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will safeguard him from the fitna of Dajjal. In one narration, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the person who recites the first 10 ayat and the last 10 ayats of the surah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant him a noor, a light, that will emanate from his feet right up to his head. And the person that recites the entire surah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will produce for him a light that will emanate from the earth right up to the sky. This light, many of the muhaddithin, the commentators of the Quran, the ulama of hadith have stated that it will be of great benefit there on the day of Qiyamah. It will be a source of light for a person. It will be a source of light for the person on the sirat. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that that person that recites Surah Al-Kahf on a Friday, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will save him from fitan. Allah will save him from fitnas, from trials. And if in the course of that recitation on the Friday, if Dajjal appears, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will safeguard him from the fitnas of Dajjal. Now, one needs to understand, on various occasions we discussed Dajjal, we discussed the fitna of Dajjal, but just one or two important aspects so that we will be able to understand the subject matter of the surah. When you look at Dajjal, the very word, the very name Dajjal, ulama have expressed two very important things about it. The one is an imposter, a liar. An imposter, a liar, a person that will make claims not only of nubuwat, but a person that will make claims of being Allah, he will make claims of divinity. So that is one very, very important aspect that we should remember. The other is the word Dajjala in Arabic actually is something that is plated. We have these gold-plated cutlery, We have watches that are gold plated, so the inside is not gold. The inside is something else, the outside is something else. Like we get veneered wood, the inside is something else, what appears to be outside is something else. And this is the very, very important aspect with regards to Dajjal, that what is inside is something else, and what is outside is something else. The other very important aspect is is that it is not a person alone that we should worry about Dajjal. Yes, he is a person, that is 100%. But the fitan of Dajjal, the fitnas of Dajjal, the trials of Dajjal, the tests that will come, won't only come at his emergence. There is a great preparation in the world, and as we will see in the surah inshallah, that took place already, that is taking place, and all of that will culminate in the emergence of Dajjal. So it is very, very important for us to understand that this surah is in the protection of our iman. This surah, Maulana Abul Hasan Nadwi, rahimahumullah, a great scholar, has given this whole perspective of the surah, that it is iman versus materialism. It is iman versus materialism, that in this world there are going to be many, many tests that will come to us, and the result of those tests are that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when a person understands the surah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will protect his iman. May Allah give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.